Do a barrel roll. Be careful, it's a trap. Use bombs wisely. Use the brakes. Use the boots to get through. Barrel roll.
Welcome to the Barrel Rollers Podcast, Episode 3. Sony's pieces of shit that don't do anything that you want them to do. PS3. You buy a PS3? Yeah, you want to play video games on it? Well, you can't, you jerk off dickbag, because the PS3 is not a gaming system, apparently, because it doesn't have any good games. It's a Blu-ray player. PS3, you know, PS1 was a gaming system. PS2 was a gaming system. PS3 is a Blu-ray player with possible gaming capacities.
PS3 is the cinder block of consoles. Like, if this won't play games, but it will do very nicely if you want to put your shed on something.
And you want to pay $600 for it.
Yes. Unfortunately, the problem with putting it under your shed is you will not be able to use the Blu-ray player.
Yeah, the Blu-ray player is pretty cool, though. So if you want a Blu-ray player, buy a PS3. You want a gaming system?
Buy something else.
Don't buy a PS3. If you want anything else, buy a microwave. Buy a toaster. It's a better gaming system.
If you want a gaming system, go buy a Game Gear. That should work.
Yeah, you can play some Sonic the Hedgehog in all of its LCD 1990s glory.
Hey, look, my cell phone. I'm playing Tetris, something that the PS3 can't do.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, we got to get this thing going. I'm Cody.
I'm Nick, and yeah, we just had a total PS3 rant right there.
Yeah. We're putting the haterade on the PS3, but there's a reason for this, and it has to do with their first story. A couple weeks ago, Sony's CEO came out and explicitly said that they made it intentional to make it hard to program for the PS3 so that the market would not get flooded early and that people over time would learn how to develop for it. And I'm sitting here going, what the hell?
Yeah.
Seriously.
You wonder why the PS3 has no good games? I'll tell you why. Because if you want to make a good game for the PS3, Sony just gives you a giant middle finger and is like, hey, you're not making good games for our system. It's a Blu-ray player, first and foremost.
And you wonder why Rockstar Games created DLC for the 360 and the PS3? Microsoft paid them to make that content exclusive to the PS3. But for Rockstar, the payment was probably like a bonus.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Making a system hard to develop for, purposely hard to develop for, that's one of the worst strategies I've ever heard, ever.
You're basically flicking off everyone in the industry.
Well, I remember developers used to complain about the N64 being a tough system to develop for. But then again, that was the advent of 3D gaming. I'm sure Nintendo had its own troubles trying to get a good development system. But really, at this day and age, purposely trying to make a development system tough, it just sounds like a really, really bad publicity idea.
Especially in this kind of economy, no one's going to want to waste hard-earned money learning how to program for a new system.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Then again, I don't know. I don't know how substantial this is. It's from Slashdot.org that usually has some pretty good gaming news, so
Slashdot has good news on everything.
Yeah, I wouldn't really doubt it, but then
again... Oh, no. The CEO actually came out in a press conference and said this.
Wow. I don't really even know how to respond to that. I thought games were supposed to be easier to develop for. Then you could get more better games for your systems by more developers.
Yeah, this is just completely ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't even really know what to say to that. So just like, you know what? You got to write a game by hand now, everybody. Yeah, I hope you got your index cards ready because we're going to be punching holes and shit in them so you can make games for the PS3.
I got my paper tape ready.
Yeah, right. Maybe we can make a calculator by the time the system's lifespan is over.
Or they could just copy one from my cell phone.
Yeah, right. I don't know. That just seems like a retarded strategy. I don't even know what to say to that.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Okay. Let's just move on. I can't even
think
that.
Okay, now I know you guys think we're Nintendo fanboys. Surprisingly, we only have one big Nintendo story, so we're going to get it out of the way right now.
Is it other than the fact that I went to Nintendo World last week?
And you had to call me from there.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet, not gonna lie. If you're ever in Rockefeller Center, go to Nintendo World. It's awesome.
Got a call from Nick. Hey, I'm in Nintendo World. Hey, you're a dick.
Yeah, something like that.
Just rub
like
it in my face, Nick. And then I found out from one of your friends you played Super Smash Bros. Brawl the entire time.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I didn't play Super Smash Bros. Brawl at all when I was there. I bought a t-shirt and a mug.
You went to Nintendo World and bought a t-shirt and a mug?
Yes. T-shirt and mug. It's pretty sweet.
What is wrong with you? Anyways, new Punch-Out coming out. Nick, go.
New Punch-Out. Oh, man. Come on, tell me you're not excited when you hear that. The original Punch-Out for the NES was nothing short of awesome. I still play it to this day. Punch-Out is just, it's one of those games. It requires quick reflexes, a good eye for patterns and memorization of patterns. There's just so much to the game. The game's never unfair, but it always gets tough.
So basically it's Wii boxing.
Yeah, it's Wii boxing that requires thought process.
No, Wii boxing requires thought process.
Yeah, but dude, the original Punch-Out is just, it's so far beyond Wii boxing. Wii boxing was great because you and your grandma can duke it out in front of the TV, but Punch-Out, man, Punch-Out's on a whole new level of boxing games. I would go so far to say it's the greatest boxing game ever made.
I'm sorry, did you say that me and my grandmother could duke it out in front of the TV?
Yes, I did just say that.
Me and my grandmother don't play boxing in front of the TV. We go outside and wrestle in the mud.
Well, whatever turns you on, dude, but
it's not a turn-on. She owed me money.
All right. But yeah, Punch-Out. It's got a release date finally. Punch-Out for the Wii. Punch out for the Wii. Nobody ever thought there was going to be another Punch Out. There hasn't been a Punch Out.
That's redundancy for effect.
There hasn't been a Punch Out since the Super Nintendo, dude. Punch Out May 18th. May 18th. Set your calendars. May 18th. We're finally getting a new Punch Out. From what I've seen in the trailer so far, it looks like a 3D version of the original Punch-Out. Hopefully there's some new features. I'd like to see a two-player mode in there. I don't know. There's a lot of really cool stuff that Nintendo could do with this classic franchise. You got some old guys in there. Glass Joe, King Hippo, just to name a couple.
I say, you know what I'd like to see in this game? And I'm kind of mad they didn't put it in the original one because it's called Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. I kind of wish they would have someone ripping an ear off.
Yeah, that'd be awesome, but I don't see Mike Tyson being in this game, I'm not going to lie. With the way
can we expect this to be George Foreman's Punch-Out and then
all right, maybe
it comes with a grill? It comes with a grill?
Yeah, that'd be a crazy final boss. Like you go in there expecting to box and he's just trying to cook you.
Speaking of grills, does the PS3 not look like a George Foreman grill?
It looks exactly like a George Foreman grill. Oh, man.
Every time I see that thing, I want to open it up, put a burger on, and kind of like press it down like they did with pancakes and the Three Stooges.
Yeah, well, hey, there's only, you know what I mean? You could probably make a Blu-ray hamburger in that.
Yeah, the Blu-ray laser is probably so strong you could burn something.
Well, that would be more fun than most PS3 games, so.
Yeah, that would be. Okay, but, now,
Yeah, I was talking about Punch-Out, though. May 18th, Punch-Out. It's going to be great. Yeah, definitely get it. Looks a lot like the original. So any fans of the original think it's going to be well worth the money.
Okay, now, in the advent of them resurrecting this old Nintendo series, we came up with a list of games that we thought they should resurrect, and half of these games... Okay, Nick... I was completely joking about Balloon Fight, no matter how fun that game is. It's quite a simple game.
Come on, Balloon Fight for the Wii. Wouldn't it be sick to have to wiggle your arms up and down in order to move around?
Yeah, see, that would be fun if they didn't put a cord between the Wiimote and the Nunchuck. So go out and get your Nyko wireless.
Yeah, true. Okay. I'm sure Nintendo would do something like that. I don't know if that's the best idea, but Balloon Fight was a great game. I'm not gonna lie.
Balloon Fight's an awesome game. If you want to have fun and screw around with so many people at the same time, go play Balloon Fight.
Yeah, but, Balloon Fight on the NES. Go play it if you haven't.
Now, Kid Icarus, I have not played this game, but in the advent of Pit being in Super Smash Bros., this wouldn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, honestly, there's been a huge rumor going around the internet about a new Kid Icarus game for the Wii. It would not surprise me. There's only been two Kid Icarus games in the series. One was on the original NES, and one was on the Game Boy, the original Game Boy. So Kid Icarus hasn't seen a new game since Game Boy time. So I think it's really time to bring this guy back, because looks like it could have a lot of potential. Particularly if you play mission mode in Super Smash Bros. Brawl, you'll understand how awesome a new Kid Icarus game can be.
Oh, yeah. Earthbound, you said that was the game with Ness and what's the other kid's name?
Lucas from Super Smash Bros.
Yes, Lucas.
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't played this one either.
Yeah, this is honestly one game I've never gotten around to playing, but I really hope they release it on the Virtual Console sometime. People rave about this game. It's an RPG for the Super Nintendo. Only game in the series, but it was immensely popular. An N64 sequel was rumored, but never actually... And it was actually in development for a little while, but then it got canceled. Oh. I think if Nintendo brought back Earthbound, they would also bring back a lot of their hardcore gamers, too, from other systems.
Now, judging from what we've seen right now, it seems like Super Smash... The entire Super Smash series... is just, like, geared towards bringing back old games.
Yeah, it definitely is. Super Smash Bros. Brawl was definitely, like, a love letter to hardcore Nintendo fans. The assist trophies screened classic Nintendo, where they had, like, Little Mac in there and the Excitebike dudes and Lakitu from Super Mario Bros. They had characters that hadn't been seen in games in so long. We were talking about... Kid Icarus and Mr. Game & Watch and like all these characters that we haven't seen in a long time. It was definitely like a huge love letter to anybody that's a big Nintendo fan.
Yeah, I think the next one should be called Super Smash Brothers Nostalgia.
Yeah, or it should be called Super Smash Brothers This Game is for Nintendo Fans because it's awesome.
Super Smash Brothers 8-bit. The entire thing's 8-bit. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, speaking of which, there is a Flash version of Super Smash Bros. Online.
I think somewhere. I've seen that. I think I saw that. I saw a buddy of mine playing it once. To be honest, I don't like Super Smash games on the PC because they require so many buttons.
Well, it's not an amazing game by any means, but it's definitely a very good attempt at making a Smash Brothers game for the internet. There's a lot of characters, a lot of different modes and stuff like that. It looks all around a pretty good game. I played it for a little while.
Okay. Next on the list, Contra. Now, I have not personally played this. Have you?
Yeah, I've played Contra. Contra is amazing.
The hardest game ever.
Yeah, it's the hardest game ever, probably. What was I going to say? Yeah.
If you don't believe us, go on YouTube and watch the Irate Gamers coverage of Contra.
Yeah, or just search for any gameplay footage of it. It's literally impossible. Well, maybe not impossible, but gets really, really hard. The last time we saw a Contra was Contra 4 for the DS. I hear that game was pretty impossible, but once again, it was a 2D game very reminiscent of like Contra 3 for the Super Nintendo. I think Nintendo would be doing their fans a huge favor by finally bringing this series into a good 3D game. I think this is the type of game that could really work as a 3D third-person shooter. I think fans would love it. Online co-op would be absolutely incredible. Anything Nintendo could do, I really think that this is the type of game that could bring back some hardcore gamers.
Yeah, okay, next on the list, Double Dragon, never heard of it.
It's a beat-em-up for the original Nintendo. You run around and punch the shit out of each other.
It seems like they've already resurrected that with Mad World, but we'll get to that later.
Yeah, well, Double Dragon was originally an arcade game, and the NES port was just decent, but, I mean, a lot of people still liked it. And I think Double Dragon, I mean, it's not a Nintendo series. I think it's by Konami, but... I really think that if Konami wanted to, they could make a decent Double Dragon game for the Wii that could sell quite a bit.
I just want to put it out there. When it comes to shooters and beat-em-ups, Konami just kicks ass.
Yeah, they really... I mean, Konami's the one responsible for Contra, too.
Yeah.
And, oh my god, yeah, they're crazy. The old-fashioned Konami code. To get up, 30 lives in the original Contra.
Up, up, down, down, left, right, A, B, A, B.
Yep, that one. That's it.
Okay. Actually, wasn't that the first cheat? Oh, no. That's debatable because people wonder if that or Mortal Kombat had the first cheat codes.
Yeah, I don't know, but that was definitely one of the most popular ones. Everybody knows that code. You just kind of pop it in on the title screen and you actually have somewhat of a chance of beating the game.
They give you 30 lives, so if you don't have a chance, then those programmers did a hell of a job.
Yeah, dude, it's tough. One bullet deaths, man. When there's bullets all over the screen, it gets tough.
Yeah. Okay, the last two games on the list I chose, and actually for the N64, it's Jet Force Gemini and Donkey Kong 64. If you haven't played Jet Force Gemini, go play it. It's it's probably the best shooting game on the... Let me take that back, because I know Nick's going to kill me with GoldenEye. It's probably the best third-person shooter game for the N64. It's just an awesome game. There's a lot of stuff to search for. And then Donkey Kong 64, I said this because I feel like no one has created a good Donkey Kong platformer in a long time.
Yeah, no, I hear you. But the only problem with these two games is the fact that they were both made by Rare.
Which is owned by Microsoft now.
Which is currently owned by Microsoft, which sucks. Rare games are not doing that good on the Xbox 360. I think Microsoft should really consider releasing them, and Nintendo should consider picking them up, because with the amount of amazing A++ titles that they had on the N64, I think that Rare could do a huge service to Nintendo.
Especially with the VC. Trust me, if they go on the VC, there's $40 out of my pocket.
Oh, yeah. There's games like GoldenEye, Perfect Dark, Jet Force Gemini, Donkey Kong 64, Conker's Bad Fur Day, Banjo-Kazooie, Banjo-Tooie.
Oh, my God, Banjo-Kazooie.
All these great N64 games that I don't know if they're ever going to see the light of day because of the fact that Microsoft currently owns Rare.
Yeah. Okay, next on the list is Mad World.
Mad World, which is not on the list, by the way. It's a different topic, but that's fine.
Oh, yeah, it's a different... Next on our rundown is Mad World.
Mad World. Yeah, I know we talked a lot about this game in the past. It finally it's hitting stores this week, I believe.
The 13th. No, didn't it already come out?
It may have.
It came out last week.
But, GameSpot and IGN both gave it pretty positive reviews. They said... Probably the most violent game, one of the most violent games ever made. They said, as far as vulgarity and violence goes, it's probably even more so than Grand Theft Auto. I think the senators and other politicians who are trying to get these games knocked out are going to have like another hurdle to face when it comes to Mad World. One expected a game this vulgar and violent on a system known for Wii Fit and Wii Play and Wii Music and we are a big happy family that sit around our house and have nothing better to do but all play video games the entire day.
Hey, don't joke. That game cost me a lot.
Yeah, I mean, you have to pay like half of the price goes to putting the title on the box.
Yeah. it's like a baseball player with a gigantic last Chinese name. They have to start making it small print.
Exactly. But it got pretty positive reviews. It says it's you got to have a good stomach to play a game like this, but it looks pretty interesting. I'm probably going to end up checking it out. If you want a really, really vulgar and violent title, I'd look into it.
And by the way, it came out on the 10th, which was 2 days ago. Except for the Aussies, they have to wait till the 26th, which I'm pretty sad. But by the time it comes out there, they probably could have paid like $20 to get an import.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, like people importing Nintendo DS Lites, remember that?
No, I don't, because I honestly don't understand why people in America import from Japan, because you can't read any of the damn things.
I don't know, but whatever. What's up next, Cody?
Resident Evil Umbrella Chronicles sequel.
Yeah, the Wii, surprise, surprise, is getting another Resident Evil game. After getting completely bypassed with Resident Evil 5, Capcom has not officially announced yet But it's safe to say. A gaming magazine announced it in Japan, but they announced a sequel to Resident Evil: The Umbrella Chronicles for the Wii, called Resident Evil Dark Side Chronicles, and it sounds pretty scary. But I'm pretty glad the Wii's getting another Resident Evil game, because I'm kind of pissed still that they got bypassed with Resident Evil 5, but if Darkside Chronicles is anywhere near as good as Umbrella Chronicles was, I'm pretty happy.
I'll reserve it today.
Yeah. Umbrella Chronicles was a great game. Definitely probably the best light gun shooter I've ever played. Really well made.
Yeah. Okay, now, we are done with Nintendo stuff for the rest of the episode. You guys are probably celebrating us for it. And we're going to start off with an amazing announcement. I bought a 360 a week ago. Bought a 360. Oh. That's right. I saved up for $600. Bought an Xbox 360 Pro, the entire Halo series, Fable 2, a new controller. I got Xbox Live, and I have like $100 extra saved up for RE5. I am on Cloud 9 right now until I played Halo. And I get to say, I'm disappointed. I really am.
Why is that?
I don't know. I started playing Halo last night about 1 a.m, and I don't know if it was the fact that I was tired or the fact that I was listening to podcasts on my iPod and then put on the No Doubt Greatest Hits. I could not get sucked into that game. I was also addicted to Fable, so when I had to put that down, I was kind of pissed. You know, I think the only thing I'm glad about playing this game for is now I can officially say Half-Life is the greatest video game series of all time, and I'm proud to say that. I am proud. I don't know what people are saying about Halo. I can't get into it. I will definitely play them, but I am not wowed whatsoever.
Halo's overrated. I don't know.
Halo's definitely overrated.
Yeah, I think Halo has always been a pretty overrated game. Not that it isn't one of the best first-person shooters ever. I mean, as far as first-person shooters go, it's definitely up there. But as far as being one of the best gaming series ever, I don't know. It's just...
Here's the thing. The story, it seems like in Halo 1 there's a lack of story. And I don't know if it's because I haven't played enough into it, but it seems like there's not a lot of content. My other big thing is, okay, PC is by far the FPS king. I probably will never buy another game on a console that is FPS unless it is exclusive like Halo.
Well, it's not. Halo isn't exclusive.
Here's the thing. Halo 1 came out for the PC. Halo 2 took 3 years to come out for Vista after the actual announcement. Halo 3, we don't even know if it's going to be announced yet.
Yeah, I don't know. Halo, it's there. I think that there are better first-person shooters out there. I think
Half-Life.
I think Call of Duty. Left 4 Dead, even. I don't know.
Left 4 Dead is a little... I have problems with it. I still like it, but I definitely have some problems with it.
I don't know. But I, contrary to what a lot of people believe, I think there are better first-person shooters out there than Halo.
Yeah.
Including GoldenEye.
Okay, and then the other thing I want to talk about is Fable 2. Oh my god! Okay, so here's the thing. I played Fable 1. I beat it. I liked it. I played the last chapters on the PC. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a good, solid game. I played Fable 2 a couple months ago, and I was like, hey, this isn't bad. It's just like Fable. And then all of a sudden, once I got the game and started playing it, I got sucked in. I could not put it down. I think I got it last Thursday. I brought it home. I think I played it till 3 in the morning. It was ridiculous. I could not put it down.
That's, must be a good game then. Can't say I've played it, but...
Something about that game just... Like, I'm not a big RPG person, but something about that game just sucks me in.
Oh, yeah. No, I hear it's really good. So, I'm guessing you're liking your new Xbox.
Oh, yeah. Now, I've got to say, if you want a gaming system, get the Xbox. If you want something your entire family can play, get a Wii. Because, seriously, I've had the 360 for... a week now, and I probably put more hours into that than I put in my Wii for the last month.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Wii was had amazing games like a couple of years ago. Last year, we all know that the Wii wasn't so hot.
This year, I'm getting a good vibe.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
But that's it for now. Halo, big disappointment. Way too hyped up. But our next story is on online gaming and how PC movement is actually going down. Last year it was 90%. This year so far it's 87%. Now, it says that 50% of online games is used by the 360, and there's a problem with this demographic is that the percentages won't add up to 100, and the reason why is because so I play games on my Wii, the PC, and the 360. Obviously, I would account for both of those. There obviously is going to be some overlapping, which is why this is such a skewed statistic. But Xbox 360 went up to 50%. The other problem with this is it doesn't deal with time and how much time is spent. And the reason why I say that is because the Wii from last year to this year went up from 18% to 29%. And I was telling Nick earlier, it's like, yeah, you can go online and play one game of Mario Kart, you're instantly in that percentage. It has nothing to do with how much time you spent on it.
Yeah.
And
well,
because,
here's how I see it. Sorry. There's no doubt that Xbox 360 is on the top as far as online gaming on consoles goes. They have an extremely, extremely solid online system. You can go on, you can voice chat. If you get a new game, you don't have to get your friends all over again. You just use the same system for it.
Yeah.
It's reliable. It has a lot of features. There's just a lot of stuff on it. So it's no surprise that the Xbox 360, plus the fact that most hardcore gamers own one, is on top of the list. As far as the other two systems go, both of them have severe problems as far as online gaming goes.
Oh my god, I can't tell you how many times we have exchanged friend codes for the Wii.
Alright, here's the thing. The Wii's problem is I think it has the games to play online. It just doesn't have a very good online system.
It's the friend code. The friend code sucks.
Yeah, I would be okay with giving somebody a system friend code once and then being able to use it for every game.
But
the fact that you have to use a different friend code for every single game, meaning that you have to get your friends to give you their friend code and, exchange them for every single game is a huge pain in the ass.
And here's another problem. If you're playing Brawl, the people you have on your online account will not sync up with the people you have in your system account. So when you go to send your map to someone, it'll bring up the list of people you have in your system account, not the people you have on your Brawl account. And I was like, what the hell? It's two different sets of lists. It's ridiculous.
And for that to be a system that mom and pop are supposed to be able to use, it kind of sucks that it has to be that complicated just to get on.
It really
online.
Does. Really does.
There's really no need for that this day and age. Could you have a very simple username system like the 360 has, and it would be no problem. But the fact that you have to exchange friend codes for every game is a huge pain in the ass. Second of all, features. The online features on the Wii are not there. Voice chat is only coming in now, and you can only voice chat with the people that you exchange friend codes with, which is kind of crazy, I think, because if you're in a match – say with the Conduit coming out later this year, there's going to be voice chat, but you can only chat with your friends. So if you're in a round with 16 people and only one of them is your friend, you can only talk to that one person.
There's a lot of things I have problems with the voice chat. First of all, it's not a microphone. It's a giant block that you put out in front of your TV in which ambient noise is obviously going to come in. Second of all, you have to install software to use it. What the hell?
Yeah, I think the software is mostly just a chatting application. You don't have to install it, but
it's still stupid.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about WeSpeak. I haven't bought one yet.
I don't want to buy one. It's pointless.
Well, I'm going to get one before the Conduit comes out because I want to be able to voice chat. But other than that, I don't know. I don't know about Nintendo and voice chat. We'll see. And so that's the Wii's problem. I think the Wii definitely has games to play online, though. Super Smash Brothers, Mario Kart. It has Guitar Hero and Rock Band. It has, I don't know, I can't... Oh, Animal Crossing and all kinds of games like that that I think are great online games. But the problem here is that the online system is just so difficult. It makes it really hard to use.
I think the thing with the Wii is that ever since day one, it's had so much potential, and no one's been able to deliver.
Yeah. Or, like, even games like Mario Party. Why isn't there an online Mario Party game? That game just screams to be online. I don't understand.
The thing is that the Wii has, for some reason, online issues. Horrible syncing problems. I mean, when I was playing Super Smash Brothers, there was so much lag, it was ridiculous.
Yeah, but they've gotten better. Mario Kart has little to no lag, but it's just the fact that the online system is just so complicated. And the fact that you only have a choice between competing with your friends and competing with other people, and you can't do both, is a huge other issue.
Yeah.
The only Wii game that I've seen that integrates both of them is Call of Duty World at War, and that's not even a Nintendo game.
Yeah.
So, all right. And the PS3. I was going to talk about the PS3. I think the PS3 is the complete opposite. I think it has a pretty solid online system. The PlayStation Network seems to be going pretty good, but I can't really think of any great games on the PS3 that I really want to play online.
Resistance 2. That's about it.
Yeah.
Little Big Planet. That's about it.
Yeah, I don't know. Just a couple games, but I don't know. We'll talk more about the PS3. Let's move on.
Okay. Before we go on, I just want to make a quick comment on something I had said earlier. I said that the DLC for GTA 4 was on the PS3. That's incorrect. I meant it was exclusive for the 360, which would explain why they took the money, but that's not the point.
Yeah. I thought that was a little weird. All right.
Okay, so obviously, you know, we haven't done a podcast in a while. It's been like 3 or 4 weeks. And in prepping for the podcast a couple weeks ago, I wasn't expecting we weren't going to have one. I was thinking, what could the people of Guitar Hero do to screw the series up even more? And I was like, well, they could come out with a rap hero or gangster hero or ghetto hero, in which there is a man in the lower class, somewhat poorer region, who gets a big time shot at becoming a rap hero. And one out of every 1,000 games, your main character will be white and every other one will be black. And then the next day I got this awesome news article saying that Activision is going to be putting out DJ Hero. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. DJ Hero.
Yeah. DJ Hero. It's when you hit buttons to make songs come on.
No, it gets better. It's coming out later this year, and you have turntables.
Oh, my God.
Turntables. And guess what? You basically – it's basically like a giant game of mashing up. You get different songs, different beats, and you just have to mish and mash them together.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's totally taking the series and butchering it. I mean, not only do I think that Guitar Hero Activision is releasing way too many Guitar Hero games –
yeah.
In the amount of time, they could easily just put songs like this on DLC. For example, Guitar Hero Metallica, most of that game could just be DLC. I don't really see why they need a whole new game for it.
Yeah.
But not only that, but apparently they're expanding the series to make games like DJ Hero. What was that other one you said?
Oh, there's a couple other ones. There's another one in which, like a couple days ago, Activision had trademarked the rights – trademark the title Sing Hero, which apparently is basically going to be the Sony competitor to their, was it SingStar?
Yeah, SingStar. It's a karaoke game. But like,
yeah. This is ridiculous.
Why can't I just sing in Guitar Hero or Rock Band? Why do I need another game?
This is like the Steve Jobs approach. You need it because I tell you to.
I can't argue with that logic.
Oh my God. And then apparently they're going to be coming out with a complete, it's called Band Hero. It's supposed to be it's titled Guitar Hero 5 or something with Van Halen. I have no idea. I am really confused about this whole thing. I think Rock Band has the right approach, because they're like, "Oh, well, if you don't want to buy an entire game, we'll just give you DLC. You can pick and choose what you want." And guess what? They had over 500 songs in 1 year.
Exactly. It sounds a lot more logical.
It's ridiculous.
You make one game and then put a lot of DLC out. Because Rock Band 1, whatever, Rock Band 2, they're not that different. So
no,
like,
the only difference between them is a slight graphical improvement and the instruments. That's about it.
Yeah, all you really need is just DLC. I think Rock Band definitely has the right approach. There's no Rock Band 3 announced. They're trying to stick with their Rock Band 2 platform, which I think is a great idea. It's working very well on all three consoles. It's selling very well on all three consoles. And I just think it's a really smart idea to just go the DLC way rather than releasing a new game every few months.
And here's the thing with DLC is that not only can you pick and choose what songs you want, but you don't have to worry about buying a song, buying something with a song that you don't want to play.
Exactly.
That makes them richer, makes you happier, and it gives you more of a variety. Whereas with Guitar Hero, I think with every single Guitar Hero game, there's always like those five or six songs you don't like. Well, with DLC, you don't even have to have them.
Yeah, and not gonna lie, Guitar Hero World Tour is pretty lousy DLC right now. Nowhere near as extensive as what's in Rock Band.
Yeah, and the thing with Rock Band is not only do they have DLC that's epic, they have a wide variety of DLC. I think if you total it up, the amount of time Rock Band has been out, they probably have more songs than the entire Guitar Hero series combined.
Oh, yeah, it would not surprise me. They already have, like, tons of songs out for download, plus tons of songs on the disc. I think it's just – it's an altogether better approach.
It's them being greedy. They're basically using the brand name Guitar Hero to just get money. This could intentionally ruin the entire music genre forever.
Well, it's going to ruin the Guitar Hero franchise if nothing else, I think.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, enough on this. Microsoft is possibly going to be using motion sensing in their next console.
Motion sensing.
That was loud and obnoxious and extremely uncalled for Don Fontaine imitation.
Yeah, I don't know. Motion sensing just sounds like it needs to be really dramatic.
Motion sensing.
Yeah, like when you say the word 3D, it can't just be like, oh, 3D. It's 3D.
But if you say we, it has to be in a child's voice. Wee!
Crash.
It's kind of opposite spectrums. Anyways, basically there's this company that has a 3D system. Basically what you do is you put a camera on the top of your TV. Much like the motion sensing, except what the camera does is it will record your actual movements. So I saw a video for this, and I can't remember exactly what it was. But basically, you don't have anything on you. You basically just use your body. Like if you want to pitch, you just literally throw your arm forward, and the camera knows what you're doing. And it's speculation that Microsoft is ready to buy the company that makes this. They're not going to rent. They're not going to create their own. They're not going to rent it. They're going to buy it.
Sounds a lot like a 3D iToy to me. I think iToy was a great step in the right direction, but it definitely wasn't perfect or even close. It can only really sense stuff on a two-dimensional plane, and I don't know. But I think I got to give Microsoft credit for this because they're not just like, oh, we're going to give a motion sensing controller out now because the Wii has one. So, yeah, we got to do that. They're taking motion sensing in a whole new direction, and I think that's what really needs to be done if we wanted to make motion sensing common in video games now. Nintendo started it with a controller. Microsoft will continue it with a camera, and we'll just see which approach works better down the line.
You know, I honestly think that both approaches will do well, but the thing that will do well with this approach is that you don't have to buy all new hardware for it. You just have to buy a camera. You might have to buy a new console, but at least you don't have to go out and buy all new controllers for it. I think this is a great approach to something that Microsoft has already had.
Yeah. If they rebuilt the Xbox 360 controller, I think that would be a terrible idea.
I think what this is going to do is if you buy – this is going to be for the next console – which we don't know any release date or anything like that. But I think what's good about this means that you can still use your Xbox 360 controller for the next console without having to worrying. Like, if you had a GameCube controller, you obviously couldn't use it with every single Wii game. That's kind of a bummer.
Well, I don't think you're going to be able to use an Xbox 360 controller for every new Xbox game, too, because, I mean, they're going to be built – some games are going to be built around the motion sensing, and you're going to need a camera.
But that's what I mean. It's like you have a camera. You only need one piece of equipment. With the Wii, you need every single thing. You need the Wii. You need the Wii remote, the Nunchuck. You have to buy four. You have to buy four for each of your friends. I mean, it's just – with this, it's one simple piece of hardware.
No, I hear you. if it works, I think it's going to be a great new step in the right direction. Nintendo definitely got this whole motion thing started, but I think as long as the other companies aren't just blatantly copying it, I think that any
PS3,
none of your games use it. I don't know what you were thinking. Rumble. But yeah, I don't think that it's a bad thing for companies to be improving on this idea already put forth by Nintendo.
PS3, your lack of motion sensing is shitty.
And well, it has motion sensing, it just doesn't use it.
It's so shitty though.
It really is. It's just it's tilt sensitive. And yeah. It's like I have the same amount of motion sensors in my iPod Touch. So there you go.
You probably have more.
Thank you, PS3.
Not only is your console expensive, but it can cook burgers and does nothing else.
You know, I think it would actually be more useful if it really could cook burgers. There's
got to be a mod for that.
I would buy one, and then we could watch our Blu-ray movies while we cook burgers, but there's no way we'd be playing video games at the same time.
I hear the Blu-ray laser adds a nice seasoning to your smoked meat.
Oh, I'm sure it does. I mean, red lasers are so last century as far as cooking goes. We want blue lasers now, you know? It's kind of like mixing together burnt hobo with a little bit of spice. Yeah.
I have to add that to my stew. That's the missing ingredient.
Yeah, burnt hobo always goes good.
Yeah. But I think if you cook a burger in your PS3, that's the only time when your PS3 can smoke, and that's a good sign.
If it doesn't smells good. You should be concerned.
Yeah, because then your Blu-ray's laser is dead and you can't cook burgers anymore.
Or play Blu-ray movies. But you can still play the same amount of good video games with it.
Nice.
All right, but I think that's about a wrap for this episode.
Yeah, we're running out of time. Next episode, we will basically spend 40 minutes talking about Resident Evil 5 because it is coming out tonight.
I'm
going to the midnight launch.
Yeah, it's going to be good stuff. So
epic.
Yeah. So we'll talk about Resident Evil 5 and possibly some other topics. We'll see.
But if you want to email us, just email thebrpodcast, all one word, @gmail.com.
Any suggestions, anything?
Yeah, and we'll take anything. If you say you hate the show, we'll gladly post that on the air. We can't say we're not going to diss you or talk about you for it, but we'll definitely mention it on the air.
Yep. All right, so I'll see you later.
See you guys later. Bye.
Boom, power roll.